It is now 2:30 on a Thursday afternoon, coming to you live from the center of Bolito on 88 FM and streaming globally via our apps on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. This is the voice of Bolito, and has been the norm over the past couple of days. We're going to start the show today with an interview with two more contestants in the Miss Bolito 2023 contest. They're not just contestants, they are finalists, as their beautiful sashes indicate. And I'm very happy to welcome to the studio Figile Ndunagazi and Kayla Clemenshaw. How lovely to have you on the afternoon show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So let's find out a little bit more about who you are and what you're going to achieve by entering this wonderful competition. Shall we start with Figile? Tell us about who you are, where you come from, what your hopes and dreams, all the regular stuff.
Okay. Greetings. My name is Londiwe Figile Ndunagazi. I live in Melville. I'm 20 years old. If I can describe myself in three words, I'm kind, intelligent, and humble.
Oh, well, humble as well.
Yes.
Kind, intelligent, and humble. That's,
yes,
that's good.
I was a radio presenter at Iziko African Radio, and I'm in a company which is called Youth Voice Production, which deals with talents, because we believe everyone has a talent, so we help them explore their talents and find their talents.
Ah, and what is yours?
It's acting. Mm-hmm. I was doing dramatic arts at school.
Fabulous. So when you are, now let's just talk about the dramatic art side of things. Is that what you're going to aim to become, an actress when you, are you studying still?
No, I'm not studying. Currently, I'm a stay-at-home girl.
Okay. And you're working towards your personal brand, developing that.
Yes.
And this competition is one step along on that ladder.
Yes.
Oh, fabulous. And Kayla, who are you and where do you hail from?
I'm currently living in Umshloti, but I was born and raised in Zambia, and I would say that I'm more creative, very passionate about helping people and helping the environment, and I joined Miss Bolito to help train me to help the community because I didn't know where to start, so I started by joining Miss Bolito.
Okay, so you're from Zambia. Is that where you went to school?
I went to school there for primary school and my first year of high school, and then I came to South Africa during level high school, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does the future hold for you? What do you aim to do once you're through this contest?
Well, after this contest, if I would like to maybe influence more people my age to get involved in the community and get involved in helping our local areas. I don't think anybody our age really thinks about that stuff, and I think it's something that needs to change.
Okay. What attracted you to this competition?
Well, I heard about it through Melissa, and she described it to me as something that was very good for growth as a woman. So when I heard about that, I was like, how could I miss an opportunity to learn about myself and learn about other beautiful women?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what have you learned about yourself so far?
I would say that, what have I learned? Probably, I'm a little bit shy coming to speak to people that I don't know.
Okay.
But I
can tell that, but you've already been able to rise above that, and I think that's been huge. If that's what this type of competition does for you, to build your self-confidence and your self-image, then it's a wonderful thing, a wonderful initiative. Figile, have you found the same thing? Have you developed your confidence as a result of representing this competition?
Yes, I did. I have met new people, so I've met new friends, like Kathleen, so it's a very nice thing to enter Miss Bolito.
And I believe that the major thrust of the entire exercise is a charity fundraiser for those that require a little bit of help along the line. So it's all for a very good cause as well.
Yes.
And I salute you both for taking part in the initiative and for coming out and having got so far. I mean, you're finalists already. When is the actual judging, the last step in the competition?
Well, we found out today all of our final dates. We found out that the crowning evening is on the 21st of September.
Okay, so you've got a little bit of time still to spread your wings and fly, and I'm sure that during that period the judges will be watching your every move, because all of those things count, and how you acquit yourselves in public like this is very good, no doubt as well, for your personal growth and to show what you're made of. It's a difficult thing to hop onto a microphone in literally 30 seconds, because that's where you came through the door and I said, there you go, you're on, right. Terrifying, but you handled it so well, and congratulations both of you for coming this far in the competition. We're holding thumbs for the results at the end, and really, you know, there can only be one queen, but you're all winners, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining me on the afternoon show. My very special guests, Figile Ndunagazi and Kayla Clemenshaw. Lovely to meet you, and wish you huge success in the competition and generally speaking in your lives going forward.
Thank you so much for joining me on the afternoon show.
What an absolute pleasure. And the show continues with Jonas Blue.